At this time, this call is being recorded, and you may begin.
Thank you, Shirley. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the GAC GNSO Consultation Group call on the 15th of July, 2014. On the call today, we have Jonathan Robinson, Amir Elzar, Avery Doria, and Mark Carvel. We have no apologies for today's call. From staff, we have Glenn D. St. Jerry, Julie Chavalon, Marika Konings, Olaf Nording, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Terry. Hello, everyone. Welcome back after ICANN 50 in London, and good to have you back in the group. I see we're a little short of numbers today. I'm not sure who we would normally have. Probably is David Cake from the GNSO. And Manal did give apologies that she would be a little late. It is a small concern about numbers. Maybe we can make a first action item to write directly rather than just to the group, directly to everyone, reminding them of this call schedule and of the need to participate as effectively as possible. Welcome back, Mark. I think it's a while since we've had you on a call, but I may be doing you a disservice here, but in any case, great to have you here.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Good to be taking part. Thank you.
Good. So our agenda, as you'll see, that was discussed between Manal and myself was to really try and pick up on, just remind ourselves and see if there's any loose ends coming from London or just making sure we're all on the same page. And then to deal with some other items, not to pick up the two different work tracks again. So as far as the GNSO liaison to the GAC is concerned, just to remind you where we are with that, we created and agreed a spec. We've put out an announcement calling for input, for applicants for that specification. And I believe the deadline for that is the 31st of July. So there's a couple of weeks, really, in during the course of which we expect to receive applications. I don't know if we have received any yet. I'm not aware of any. I know a couple of people spoke to me informally declaring an interest in, well, expressing an interest is probably the correct way of putting it. And so it seems to me that the likelihood is we will receive all our applications by the end of the month, by the 31st of July, process them during the course of August, and then put a final candidate to the GNSO Council in September, such that I wonder if that's how practical that's going to be for travel to LA, actually. That's an interesting point. I wonder if it's something we're going to have to... Has anyone got any thoughts on that? It's really a GNSO issue rather than this group's issue, but it just strikes me that might get very late for travel to the LA meeting, which is only then 2 or 3 weeks later. That's something we'll have to think about then. Maybe we can make a note of that as an action item. I see your hand is up, Marika.
Yeah, this is Enrique. Just to note as well that we probably have some other people that, you know, have relatively late notice. We do have council elections as well, so this presumably wouldn't be the only person that would need to be added to the list of travelers. Although, of course, you know, sooner the better will be the motto here, but as it probably will require formal approval, I don't really see how it could be done before the 4th of September, as there's no meeting scheduled in August at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose the candidate will know in advance of the council meeting. So, because I mean, there's two different issues, aren't there? There's the practicalities of the travel, and there's the notifying the affected individual so that they can plan accordingly. And they're both. I think what is key, what I'd like to capture as an action item, is then to flesh out and agree a timetable for this appointment. And the sooner we can get to a decision, even if it is subject to approval by the council, the better, it strikes me. So it may be something we want to accelerate just to give due notice. Um, check my notes and see if there's anything else I wanted to cover on that. But just for the sake of clarity, I mean, the intention is that this will be worked on by, and it's all in the specification, but the working through the applicants will be done by myself and the two GNSO vice chairs, and then propose the final candidate proposed to the council. So that's item 1A, really, about the GNSO liaison to the GAC. Any questions or issues relating to that? I apologize, there's some background noise on my microphone. If anyone's picking that up, there's work going on in the background, so I can't do anything about it. Right, so item 1B, we just wanted to touch on the liaison support through the PDP liaisons. I'm not sure there's a lot to be said about that. It's just this was agreed on in London, so it's really a matter of dealing with the mechanisms of that and making sure that naturally follows the appointment of the liaison. The next item, the third action item that came out of London, if you remember, we had three action items. One was agree on the appointment of the liaison to the GAC. Two was the liaison support through the PDP liaisons. And the third was the GAC membership survey. Now, we've started to get some data in from that. Has that gone to the list? Can someone confirm to me whether or not that's gone to our list, and if so, when? Okay, just a couple of notes then, noting that, Marika, go ahead, just because I think you were going to answer my question on the survey.
Yeah, it is, Marika. I think this was circulated yesterday to the list, and to know that it's also up on Adobe Connect now.
So confirming it's very recently been to the list. Manala, I know your hand is up. I just want to note that we have been joined by David Cake, so welcome, David.
Hello.
That record that Suzanne Riddell has sent her apologies. Manal, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. Just very quickly on the previous agenda item on the liaison support through the GNSO Council PDP liaisons. I was just wondering if this also has some internal approval process within the GNSO, or is this something that's gonna take place immediately as soon as we get the liaison in place?
Marika, is your hand up to try and answer that? Or is it an old
hand? Yeah, this is Marika, partly because I think indeed it's something where probably a discussion between the liaison and the liaison group would need to work on how they want to work together. But I think one practical thing we would immediately do after the appointment of the liaison is actually create a naming list that would include all the existing liaisons to PDP working groups as well as the GNSO liaison to the GAC, so they have at least a platform by which they can exchange information and start conversations. And presumably between those groups, then they could work out what would be the best method of cooperating. Or, again, if there's specific questions that come from the GAC or PDP-related items, that mailing list could then be used to provide initial answers or determine how feedback could be provided. And I would assume that that's a first step that could be taken after a liaison has been appointed.
David.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to it's my understanding that we have sort of in principle support, but that we don't need formal support until we actually appoint someone to the position. So at that point, we will have the internal to the GNSO, we will be having to have a formal vote, but everything else other than that doesn't require any sort of formal approval. Is that your understanding, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think if you're talking about the appointment of the liaison, we've been very clear with the council that we wouldn't make the appointment, and that's what will likely take place at the September meeting in terms of confirming or formally appointing the liaison by the council. But as far as the PDP liaisons is concerned, I don't believe that needs any further formal.
No, I don't. I don't believe it needs. I mean, all the people in place have already had their appointment confirmed separately. We're just sort of asking them to please do this, you know, to please do this other thing, basically, to please be on another mailing list and so on.
Yeah, that's right. So I've got a question. I suppose there's a couple of things. My opinion is that this is going to need to be well managed, and it's going to take work on the part of the council leadership and the GAC leadership to make sure that expectations are met and managed as to what the liaison can do, and we'll have to work with the liaison to do that. That's key. And let me see. There's some other comments or questions coming up in the chat. So, and let me get it. Make sure we. Yeah, exactly. That's you've captured that, Marika. I was going to say that. That's important. I wanted to question the mailing list actually. So just we'll hear from Amma and Mark in a moment. But I did want to question. I mean, I had also, like Marika, envisaged that a mailing list would be set up. But it occurs to me that this is then yet another mailing list that's got to be managed and monitored and handled. And it may be that the council, we'd have to think about what the best mechanism for the GNSO liaison to the GAC to communicate with the PDP liaisons, whether a separate mailing list is the most effective way of doing that. Go ahead, Anna.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Amma. I was just also going to raise a point that if I'm not mistaken, I think Aubrey raised on the list, which is that the GSO's term for this liaison is not a PDP liaison, it's a working group liaison, because we do have non-PDP working groups, and we do have GSO council liaisons to these working groups as well. I was wondering if there is any interest from the GAC on having input from working group liaisons to non-PDP working groups, similarly as they would from PDP working groups. I'm thinking about working groups such as, for example, the Policy and Implementation Working Group. There may be some interest from the GAC to also be updated on what happens on those, but I guess I can't answer that question personally, but I just thought I'd raise the point. Thanks.
Good question, and I'm going to make a brief moment to attempt to answer that, because I'm just conscious that this is all about, this is the point on managing expectations. We've got to be very careful that our expectation is not, my understanding of our expectation is not that the PDP or working group liaisons will interact independently with the GAC, but will be available as a resource to the GNSO liaison to the GAC, such that they can provide specialist advice when and if the work of the working group or the PDP working group is of particular interest to the GAC, which we anticipate to be when and if that work has public policy implications. So I hope that's a little bit additional clarity. Thanks, Amma. I know your point in the chat that does sort of concur, it seems, with your understanding. Mark Covell, go ahead, Mark.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. I think on that last point, I think there will be interest, but it's always a matter of how much time individual GAC representatives can make available to themselves to be able to engage on issues like policy implementation. So my general feeling is that some mechanism whereby progress on policy implementation is reported to the GAC, I think, would be a valuable one. In fact, in one of my responses to the survey, I touched on this as an area where the GAC is generally completely in the dark, you know, as to how implementation is progressing, and it's valuable for us to be aware of where things are going well, but also where there are problems being engaged, just so that we're aware. So that, just on that, my main point for raising my hand was, from the GAC side, we've got a conference call on the 31st of July, and they're done in sort of two hemispherical conference calls, so 31st of July and 1st of August. So I think these are first opportunities, these conference calls, for updating the GAC on where how things are going with appointing the GNSO liaison. Now, I noticed that there was the deadline of 31 July, so it kind of coincides with that, the first GAC call in preparation for Los Angeles. But I, nonetheless, Manal may wish to add a comment here. Nonetheless, I think it's important for the GAC to have this on the agenda at that time. It seems a very timely opportunity to flag up, look, this is coming along now, the GNSO liaison to the GAC, and this is where we are. And certainly when we get to September and the conference calling then of the GAC, well, the GNSO liaison appointee will, I presume, wish to be part of those calls, to be taking part in those calls. That, I think, is my expectation. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. So that 31st of July deadline is for the applications to be in. So I take your point. We'll be able to update and say this is now going ahead, but we won't be able to give any indication of selection at that point. So that's where that would be. When it would be useful to know when actually it would be helpful to know in that respect, just as a general communication point, when the next calls are going to be scheduled for in the run-up to LA.
Well, Jonathan, yes, Mark coming in. I don't know, actually. I don't think they've been scheduled yet. Is that right, Manal? All I've got marked in my diary is the first preparatory call on the 31st of July.
Well, I'd like to put an action. I see there's a couple of hands, but I was going to suggest, and one of them is from Olaf, because I was going to ask the GAC Secretariat to comment on that. But let's go to Manal. You were first in the queue, Manal, and then to Olaf.
Thanks, Jonathan. Yes, I will surely defer to Olaf because he will be more capable to answer this. But we normally have like two GAC calls intersessionally. We just received the date of the first call, so I don't think the second at least was shared on the GAC list, but maybe Olaf can add to this. As Mark mentioned, it's going to be useful that we keep the momentum and we keep the GAC updated on how the process of appointing the GNSO liaison to the GAC is progressing. Among other issues also that we from the GAC side should be looking at, like the triage committee and the quick look mechanism and mechanisms that would help the GAC quickly prioritize what needs to be reflected upon and commented on to the GNSO early enough. So those are a couple of things that we need to keep track of intersessionally. So thank you.
Thanks, Manal. Olaf?
Oh, just to add to what Manal said, Olaf here. Well, the first call has been set for the 1st of July and 1st of August, as Mark already noted, and there will certainly be another call something around 4 weeks before we have the LA meeting, but no data. By the way, could you hear me?
You're very quiet, Olaf. Your sound is
pretty
faint.
I've got a very strange headset, it seems, with a bad microphone. But anyway, no date for the second call due to take place something around 4 weeks before the LA meeting. No date has been set as yet.
Okay, thanks, Olaf. So the thinking we're next on this point and on the liaison. So I think that's pretty clear, and we can probably go then on to the server. We know our time frame. We know that there's these interprofessional meetings. I suppose the one of the reflective points that was going through my mind is just making sure that, and Manal's got this, and it's great to hear that, Manal, that anyone from the GAC side that can ensure that equivalent work, if you like, is done within the GAC to... My biggest concern about all of this is that we put a lot of emphasis on the GNSO operating differently and more effectively, and as I said before, it feels to me like we've both got a job to do to make sure that the different organizations move with the times, as it were, and find ways of modifying their process. So, Manal, you're mentioning the triage, for example. I think it's critically important that things progress within the GAC as well. So that's good to hear. Thanks. I note the check mark, Manal. All right. So moving then on to that next point, which is on the survey. I don't know if anyone's had a chance to have a look at this survey. There were really just three questions, and I note that Mark said earlier that he was great. Our deadline for responses was the 15th of July, and we were always slightly concerned about how much we'd get. Frankly, I wonder whether extending it would give us much more. So let me open the discussion up with two questions, really. One is, shall we extend the deadline for the survey? Shall we keep it open? And has anyone got any preliminary comments or input as to the outcome of the survey at this point, the initial points? I mean, the scores that you see, it's not that easy to read on in the Adobe, but I don't know if it can be magnified at all. Any comments or questions at this stage in and around the survey data? Marika, we'll go to you first, and then Emma and Olaf.
Yeah, this is Marika. I briefly glanced through the data, and it looks like, you know, from the respondents we got, and we have to know that, of course, it's just a limited sample, as I think we only had 8 people providing feedback. It seems that, you know, most people are, you know, somewhat familiar to not familiar at all with the existing mechanisms that we have. And also in looking at some of the feedback provided on, you know, what could be improved or things done differently, I think some of the comments there actually, you know, align with what we're already doing. You know, for example, regular feedback on outcome of PDP processes, including a summary of previous processes. I think that's what we provide, for example, in the one-pagers. So I think, you know, one question, and it's probably more directed to some of the GAC participants, is how can we actually, you know, raise the awareness of some of the existing mechanisms, or, you know, have a more of a discussion around, you know, why these existing mechanisms are either not known or, you know, do not appear to work or, you know, achieve the objective that we have for those. Because I don't know if maybe a conversation will actually lead to more ideas or suggestions than through the survey, which you know, has given us, I think, some useful data, but I'm not really sure if it necessarily tells us what we should be doing better or different or more or less of. But as I said, it's just my initial assessment of just glancing through the survey.
Thanks, Marika. I guess we'll just follow the queue, and if people either want to respond to those questions or points or come in with new items. Go ahead, Emma.
Thanks, Jonathan. This is Armour. I would be in favor of extending the deadline. I am concerned that getting 8 responses might not be representative of the entire GAC, and I would not be surprised if we got very different answers or very different outputs from the survey if we had more feedback. And if we do want to have meaningful feedback to the survey, I think we do need to get more responses. Extending the deadline might not be the only solution required to get these responses, but we should consider it in conjunction with other means of getting more responses. Thanks.
Thanks, Emma. So I noticed that Avri is also supportive of that. Personally, I would think we shouldn't want to do an indefinite deadline. We might want to put, for example, the end of the month as a new deadline, but I also note your point and be interesting to see if others are supportive and or have ideas for what else we might do to encourage input, like award a prize or something. Olaf, Mark, and then Manal are in the queue. So let's go to you, Olaf, next.
Thank you. And I certainly support that we should extend the deadline and send another reminder to the GAC list, hoping to get it a little better, a little more representative, because I fear that Amer is absolutely right, that those who have responded are those who are the most active and are the most familiar with the various mechanisms that we do have. Because I must say that although it doesn't look like it has a high degree of familiarity, it exceeds my fears. Because I thought it was even worse than it appears on the survey. So, well, in order to be on stable ground, we should try to get more answers in. And even though 8 out of, well, our normal response rate for any sort of service is usually something like around 3%. So we shouldn't be expect too much response, too high response rate, but we should try to get it a little better, and I would support to extend it to the end of the month indeed. Thank you.
Thanks, Olaf. So we've got support to extend to the end of the month, and we've got an idea that somehow we should incentivize find ways to encourage greater participation, and any suggestions welcome. Mark, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. I think it's certainly well worth extending. We'll have to send a strong message out from the GAC Bureau to respond. Once we get into August, you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, people are going on holiday, vacation. So end of the month, I think, is would be good. 8 responses. I think the GAC membership now is 140 plus, you know, so it's we should try and get to double figures at least, I think. That said, I mean, there is a very obvious trend emerging if you look at the figures in response to question one. You've got very high levels of unfamiliarity with regard to background briefings, announcements, requests for inputs, and so on. So there's a trend there, and actually the design of the questionnaire was, I thought, a little bit odd when it moved to question two, because I guess for many of the respondents, they had very little to go on with regard to question two, which is about those mechanisms that you are familiar with. But I think the overall deduction we can make is that, you know, GAC members are not tracking GNSO activity very much. The reasons for that, well, it's worth trying to determine that, but I think it's down to loading. You know, we just don't have the time to do it effectively. So if we can come up with a magic formula from the GNSO side through the liaison for capturing essential elements that are going to be of interest to the GAC, in elements in terms of what the work is being done, what is being announced, and so on, so that we get some immediate raising of awareness that way, which doesn't require too much timely tracking by GAC members. You have to remember that GAC members, like me, we're doing a lot of other things in government policy. We're not just doing the ICANN and the GAC. It's a challenge for many of us, no matter how much we want to actually go to the places in the ICANN communications area to pick out the information. It's challenging trying to do that. Thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Manal.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan, and not much to add at this point, but I also support extending till the end of the month. We had some colleagues having some holidays after the London meeting. Others are their summer vacations, so maybe if we extend till the end of the month, we can get a few more responses. I have to note also that probably some GAC colleagues are more aware or even deeply aware of GNSO activities, depending on the topic, I mean. So you can find some people are very aware with everything that has to do with who is, for example, but they are not equally aware with other topics. So it doesn't have to do every time with the mechanism itself, but rather with the topic. But again, let's see how further responses would be. And I think, again, it all boils down to the load, as Mark mentioned, which I hope would be resolved by having those mechanisms in place, as you mentioned also, Jonathan, from both sides, from the GAC and from the GNSO, just to try to get to the point, prioritize things so that we can encourage early input. Having said that, I'm not sure is it a good or a bad idea to share the results we've got so far, to share them with the GAC on the GAC mailing list. I'm just posing the question. I don't have a strong position here. I'm just wondering whether it's a good or a bad idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Manal. I mean, certainly just a couple of thoughts. I mean, one, Emma has suggested using the call that the GAC has on the 31st to publicize a survey. I think that's a very good idea. And whether or not we then just extend the deadline by another day or so and just say to everyone, look, you've got today, you know, you've got 24 hours after this call to fill in the survey and use a little bit of both the pressing deadline and a little bit of perhaps embarrassment that so few have filled it in. Personally, I'd be tempted to circulate the survey output to the GAC. There's a slight problem with that sort of in terms of, you know, the science of it, in that might influence what people do. So my temptation, my first response to you was say, why don't we just send it out with our reminder? On immediate reflection, it occurred to me that showing people the output so far is probably not such a good idea because it can influence their thinking. So my preference is to extend the deadline at least to a day or so beyond the 31st, try and get everyone to respond as much as possible and take it from there. Olaf.
Thank you. And you said exactly what I wanted to say, that it can influence, so it's not good practice really to release a half-baked survey to those who are supposed to respond to it. So I'm inclined to say, nah, let's keep it as it is and just extend the deadline. Thank you.
Okay, so we're pretty much agreed on that based on some additional comments in the chat and so on. That's okay. Marika, did you have a point?
Yeah, this is Marika. I agree with the comments made, although I think it may be helpful for me just to know that only 8 people have filled in, and maybe also know that there have been relatively few concrete suggestions for improvement. So to really, you know, try to encourage people to, you know, come forward with ideas or suggestions or what they believe may be ideas to pursue to make sure indeed it takes into account what may or doesn't work for the GAC. Because I think that's why we're currently struggling, at least looking at it from a policy staff perspective, where we do have a number of tools and mechanisms available that, from our perspective, hopefully should bring issues to the fore or provide a regular update or timely notification. But it seems that those are not having the effect that we would like to have. So it would be really good to hear from GAC members on how we can either improve or think about other things that would have the desired effect.
Yeah. So thanks, Marika. So teams were agreed. We can emphasize the low participation, but not the results. We can encourage that it takes relatively little time to fill in, and we would love to have as many concrete suggestions as possible. And I think those are all good suggestions that we can work with. And then finally, I propose that the secretariat work with whoever, if it's not the GAC secretariat or whoever is convening that meeting, and make sure this agenda item is on for that meeting as a reminder point. So that would be great. Mindful of the time passing, and I think we've pretty much covered then our points on the survey. Could discuss further some of the outputs, but it may be that we've had a preliminary view. I'd encourage everyone to look at it at this stage, and as we've agreed, not circulate it. But my gut feeling was that it wasn't surprising, I suppose, but still a little bit more. Results are so low in terms of familiarity. But let's see if we can't get some more data, and before we judge it, it may go in either direction with a bit more data. So now we have an opportunity to pick up our other two work tracks, and really the next question under item two, which I'll probably lead into, and I have to leave the call a little early, so I'll hand over to Manal for dealing with this second part of the call, I think. But really it's about trying to understand whether we should continue with the same frequency, whether it makes sense to continue over the summer, how do we handle this? And personally, I have a question as to whether it remains useful to have a team leads call or we simply have the main group call, and so on. So Manal, if you would be so kind as to pick things up from now, and I'll stick around for another 5 minutes or so, but I probably have to leave at approximately 10 to the hour.
Sure, Jonathan. Thank you. Proceeding to the first agenda item under the work plan, as Jonathan mentioned, we were trying to look into the administrative issues, whether we should maintain the same frequency of the calls, which is biweekly, having said that, whether we need the team leads call also, and whether we should pause for 2 weeks if this satisfies the majority of the consultation group members in terms of summer vacations. So let's take those one by one. Does the frequency of the current calls, which is biweekly, make sense to everyone? And is the slot, again, quite good for everyone? Or do we have any suggestions? So hearing and seeing none, Amr, please. Okay, I note your concurrent with the current setup, which is good. So, having said that, do we need to keep the team leads call, which I think the question goes to the team leads? I personally have an opinion on this, but I'll defer to Amr first. Go on. Go ahead, please, Amr.
Thanks, Manal. This is Amr. I can say with great confidence that since I picked up the task of being a co-lead with Suzanne on the PEP track, that I've done a pretty terrible job of coordinating things with her. And as a result, I think we haven't come as far as we would have liked to in the past few months. I think what we do need to do together is to do online work together, and I don't see the calls really coming into that. So I'm open to the idea of not having team lead calls and maybe focusing more on some work that the two team leads for each track do online together and perhaps report to the consultation group on whole on bi-weekly calls. Thanks.
Thank you, Amr. And in fact, I'm in favor of this also, but I wonder if Jonathan, are you okay with this? Or I think we can always have the option of having the team lead calls. We need them, but we still have the mailing list for the team leads where we can also prepare before the consultation group calls. So I note also Jonathan in the chat is also in favor of skipping the team lead calls for now. So one last point here is whether we should pause for a couple of weeks during the summer, or it would be hard to coordinate 2 weeks that everyone would be unavailable. I mean, if we're going to have like a quorum at any point in time, maybe we can proceed with our calls regularly. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. Would it maybe be helpful if we just do a doodle poll, you know, noting that we're continuing on the same schedule for now every 2 weeks, and just see if there are any weeks indeed, you know, throughout July and August where we may be lacking quorum and you may need to accommodate that we may not have a call on those dates. Would that be helpful so we at least we see ahead of time whether there are certain dates where we already know for sure that no one will be able to make it? Manal, are you still there? Or is it just me? Can anyone hear me?
Well, it's Mark speaking. I can hear you. I'm not sure if Manal, is Manal maybe on mute?
Yeah, no, I think he's anyway, yeah, sorry.
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. I'm very sorry. I was saying that it would be very helpful, Marika, if we have this poll. I thought of a poll at the beginning, but I was I couldn't phrase the question how going to poll for the summer vacations. But maybe if we poll for unavailability during certain weeks, and then we can check. But I'm sure you'll be able to do it. So, Mark, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I was just going to say the obvious one, which is the mid-August one. I mean, I'll be in Russia, actually, at that time. So there may be others, you know, a peak vacation time in the Northern Hemisphere who are just not going to be able to take part. So we'll have had the GAC call and the GAC GNSO call at the end of this month. Then I think, realistically, probably not looking until the end of August before re-engaging. It's my case, and in my case certainly, maybe others too. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. I think this we can finalize online through the poll, the doodle poll. And thanks, Marika, for the suggestion. Mindful of time, I think we can proceed directly to the next agenda item, which has to do with the work track dealing with the day-to-day mechanism. We have already discussed three of the options we have, which is the GNSO liaison to the GAC, the awareness through the survey, and the GNSO Council PDP liaison. So I was wondering whether the topic leads and the body system is also still valid for discussion after we've adopted the GNSO liaison and the GNSO Council PDP liaisons. Is this like an advanced phase of having even more GAC members involved from the other side, or does the adopted options exclude this option from the discussion? Amr, please go ahead.
Well, thanks, ma'am. This is Amr. I think it would be okay at this point to continue with the liaisons, both to the PDP working groups and the GNSO Council, and just see how well we do with that and whether we need more or not. And it might just give us a clearer picture to what extent we might need to improve on the process of early engagement on the day-to-day track. So I'm okay with holding off on the topic leads and the buddy system. Thanks.
So anyone else have a reaction? Because we have three remaining options, and I'm trying to see how the discussion would go between here and LA. We have the joint meetings between the GAC and the GNSO, and I think maybe the secretariat work or something like that. So two administrative options that I think we will need to get into anyways. The joint meetings and the interaction between the leads at both sides, whether the chair and the executive committees or whatever. So those two options will be discussed anyway. And I'm just wondering whether we should also continue discussion with the topic leads option. And I notice Olaf and then Marika, please. Olaf, go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. And I believe that since we're opening this as a trial period with the liaison, we should, well, if it's an organic growth into touching on these other solutions and involving those in what we're already trying, I think that's fine. But if we start on many parallel tracks at the same time, well, given that the liaison should be a trial period, we will have a difficulty evaluating that if we change a lot of other things at the same time. So just a thought that, hold back on doing very many things at the same time and rather let it develop, perhaps into combinations or some aspects of the other track that were suggested, but not start anything separately in parallel. That's, I guess, my little message. Thanks.
Thank you, Olaf, and this also concurs with my thinking. So, Marika, please.
Yeah, this
and thank
is
you all for your... go ahead, Marika, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Mana. So this is maybe one item we do want to look at or at least discuss is the joint meetings at ICANN meetings. And that may also be in combination with the implementation of the... the GNSO liaison to the GAC, but that may be one item where I think we've had various degrees of success of that meeting, and maybe we want to think about some ideas of how we can maybe even make that more interactive or more interesting for all parties involved. I just want to note that, for example, we did a rethink as well for the joint meetings we had with the CCNSO, which had also become quite stale and not a lot of interaction going on, and that has worked quite effectively. So I'm wondering if, as part of our conversation, we may want to give some thought to that specific item and see if there's some ideas we want to maybe try out for Los Angeles to see how we can make those meetings more and more effective and efficient, and I think it's one more interesting for everyone that is attending those.
Okay, thank you, Marika. So I think we are more or less on the same page, so we'll be focusing on the leadership regular interaction and the joint meetings, along with assessing the options that are already adopted. So the next agenda item is the PDP work track. And here, of course, I was going... Sorry, I was going to seek guidance from Amer and Suzanne, but I know that you haven't discussed this yet. I think at least from the GAC side, we need to look into the mechanisms that were suggested in London, like the triage committee and the quick look mechanism and other things that would help us prioritize our work and manage to provide early input to topics of interest to the GAC. But I think this could be an action item that I can take it and try to get some response from the GAC back to the consultation group here. So I don't think there is much under this agenda item, so unless anyone has any comments, Marika, please.
This is Marika. Just to note to Amar, and I don't know if you've seen, but I did a kind of like flow chart for one of the first steps to really map out, you know, what happens currently in that part of the PDP, and, you know, if that is helpful as part of the conversations or communicating, you know, what currently exists, but also maybe look at what may be potential improvements. I'm happy to do that as well for some of the other steps. So just wanted to flag that, and if you want to have a further conversation about it, just you know, let me know off list, and we can talk through it if that's helpful.
Thank you, Marika. Yes, and I think a good starting point for our work between now and Los Angeles would be the presentation, the slides that were presented in London. So, Amr, if you would like to have a look, and then we can discuss. So, finally, under any other business, we were discussing, Jonathan and myself were discussing whether this consultation group is the right place to look into hot topics between the GAC and the GNSO in terms of certain topics that has to do with substance and because things might be important, but I personally am not sure. We don't have Jonathan, I think, on the call now, but I think those issues should alert us in our work, and we should keep them in mind while we are coming up with better mechanisms between the GAC and the GNSO. But I don't think it is within the scope of this working group to get deeply into substance. I'm not sure how I can see Avery conquering with this. So thank you, Avery. So do we have any other reactions to this? Amr, please go ahead.
Thanks. This is Amr. Yeah, I agree. We probably shouldn't get too much into the substance of policy discussions on this consultation group. However, when issues are identified by members of this group that might sort of guide us on our work, we should probably make an effort to take a look at them, just as perhaps as use cases or scenarios where we feel that there is substantial work that is within the scope of this group's mandate to undertake, and maybe just use them as practical examples of, yes, there's obviously a breakdown in communication between the two processes of the GAC and the GNSO, and I think that would be helpful. So I wouldn't discourage folks on this group from identifying these sorts of issues and just as guides for us in the future. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Manal. Any bilateral contact like this is precious, no doubt about it. For too long, you know, I've been with the GAC since 2008. For too long, the GAC has worked pretty much in isolation, and I'm a bit hesitant to go into any kind of proposal that we discuss, for example, communique issues, IGOs, Red Cross, whatever, in this forum at this time. But what we might bear in mind for the future is how we can use this group and the liaison to prepare the ground for exchanges that are going to be much more valid in terms of inclusivity and detail and everybody briefed up and so on face-to-face at ICANN meetings between the GAC and the GNSO. So what this avenue of dialogue and the liaison can do is to clarify issues, help prepare the ground, ensure that we're all briefed up, both on the GNSO side and the GAC side, for a meaningful, productive, constructive, forward-looking discussion in the context of the ICANN meeting, the public meeting, face-to-face, because I think that's where most progress is going to be made, where there are going to be many more GAC representatives and GNSO colleagues engaged. But as I say, we can always be much better prepared, and maybe this is the opportunity to devise the mechanism through this kind of bilateral exchange and liaison to ensure that we're all ready for that dialogue when it takes place in the ICANN meeting. So that's my sort of initial feeling about in response to that question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and yes, I fully agree with you on the constructive way forward. So I believe we all more or less agree that we should be guided by whatever is going on, but we shouldn't really get into the details of the discussion on substance. Having said that, and since we're already past the hour, so if no one else has any comments, maybe we can conclude at this point. So, Mark, I believe you have your hand up from the previous time,
apologies,
right?
Apologies,
or do you
yeah,
want?
Sorry, I should lower it. Thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So, we don't have any further requests to speak, so thank you all, and look forward to interactive discussions online, especially that we won't have weekly calls, so it's going to be bi-weekly, and I hope this would give us more time to achieve over email. Thank you. Can we stop the recording, please?
We certainly can. Kathy, you can please stop the recording.